1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
The UFC planning their return. May 9th right now is what they are shooting for.
I believe golf is shooting for their first outing early June.
Yeah.
Early June. Where are they going to start up? With no
Colonial.
No spectators.
The Colonial, I believe.
But they're planning on playing golf. Yeah, I think you're right.
Good.
Come June.
I think golf, you could make that happen. You could easily socially distance in golf. Right?
I think so. If you're going to do without a gallery, sure.
As long as your caddy, you and your caddy are good to go. I mean, that's the only person you really interact with.
What is the caddy going to do? Lay the club on the ground and then I'll come over and pick
right.
it up?
Right. Well, I mean, that's impossible.
Does he just leave the bag lay there and I walk up and decide what club I want? Does he disinfect the club with a Lysol wipe every time I hand it back to him? What are we doing?
Well, you just got to hope that those two have dealt with each other
right.
during this stretch and yeah. that maybe that's their buddy for the – that they can hang with.
Right.
We both. But yes, June 11th through the 14th, yeah. Charles Schwab Challenge, according to multiple sources, to the Golf Digest or wherever, the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. That is what the PGA Tour is eyeing right now. Late last week, the tour sent players a memo saying it was targeting a return for the Colonial. The memo cited the tournament's original date on the tour was May 21st to the 24th. Said the tour was evaluating options to preserve the maximum number of events we can while giving us more time as the crisis evolves. The RBC Canadian Open was originally scheduled June 11th through the 14th. That will not be played.
They're still going to need to get people out there to build those towers and string cords around and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. But so. once you get it built, then they can roll out, right? And hopefully by June, I mean, that's still 2 months away, so hopefully we'll be in a better situation at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially the PGA Tour Championship, PGA Tour Tournament, June 18th to the 21st. When is the U.S. Open? I think they're moving it to... I think the U.S. Open is going to, September 17th through the 20th is the U.S. Open. Ryder Cup in your neck of the woods is still on for the 25th through the 27th.
Are we going
to
do that without a gallery as well? Because the Ryder Cup would change dramatically without a crowd there.
Yeah, certainly wouldn't help out the, because you would think the United States would have a nice advantage being on their turf, mm-hmm. right? I guess we'll see. It's late September. Maybe you could have some sort of crowds by then. Once again, would you be upset? Now it's in your neck of the woods. Would you be upset if the Ryder Cup said no crowds allowed, but we still get the event?
Well, we just had elections and people went to the polls. Why not have the people at the Ryder Cup as well?
We'll see what happens to the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah.
Can't imagine that's happening.
I can't imagine either.
Because when is that? June?
July. But they pushed it back to August already.
It's going to be the 13th, the 16th, and then they moved it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it still took place in Milwaukee, but I can't envision thousands upon thousands of people ascending on a city even by August.
Against the law, right?
Yeah.
They haven't canceled State Fair yet, and that's the week after the convention, so...
What's the right window to cancel? How far out do you have to be to say, man, well, we're not doing it?
For the Tour de France?
Yeah, for anything.
Well, for people who are preparing for it, who have animals that they plan on bringing down there or whatever. Yeah, I think.
How soon can you get your cow ready? Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like you can bring them the next year. You need a whole new cow.
Mm-hmm.
So.
By the way, if this golf schedule as it is right now looking happens, I mean, it's going to be golf heaven for golf enthusiasts. August 6th, the PGA Championship. Then you have the Wyndham Championship the following weekend, then the Northern Trust. Then Labor Day weekend, you have the Tour Championship. September 17th through the 20th, U.S. Open. The following weekend, the Ryder Cup, and then the Masters in November.
What
the British, will the British
of
is done.
Golf be like?
Good question.
Well, we don't. I don't. What kind of shape is what? What's the difference between spring and fall at Augusta?
Oh, we have no idea.
Yeah,
no idea.
I mean, the azaleas
been
won't
open
be blooming
in the fall. What ever have they? They're not even open that
I
long.
I think they reopen
the
in the fall. They're closed in the summer because it's too. Hot. They tent there. They don't they cover the greens there?
I don't
know. To keep
them
from just baking in the Georgia sun?
Yeah, it is hot as you know what.
Blazes, I believe, is the expression. Blazes.
Mm. Blazes.
If you were Richard Dawson and asking me, or Steve Harvey, that would be my answer. Hot as, you wouldn't say molasses, right? That's thick as molasses.
Yeah, it gets slow.
Yeah. Hot as tar.
I was thinking hot as a part of the human anatomy, but I guess we'll leave that one off.
Cold as too.
Yeah, and that one cold too. Even though it's not really cold down there, that's a weird expression.
They've had some chilly Masters where they've been bundled up. They've had,
oh, I'm not talking about the Masters. I was talking about something else.
Oh
well,
you mean.
Yeah, yeah. Just if it's extreme, it's hot or cold.
But yeah, I'm kind of
Notre Dame
anxious.
Plays right now, and it won't happen. But Notre Dame is scheduled to play Georgia Tech in Atlanta that weekend. Man, that could be a nice little double dip for your boy. Go down, see the Masters, and then go over to Atlanta, catch Notre Dame, Georgia Tech. But I don't think there seems to be some real momentum for college football taking place in either November through February or just pushing it to the spring.
Apparently, they're open October through May. That's their season.
Augusta?
So they wouldn't have been open in September. Nope.
Okay. And even when they're open, they're not crazy about you coming by.
Well, we're not, open, but.
Yeah. Well, I paid my dues. So I don't care. Go home. Or revoke your membership, which is not refundable.
A club so exclusive, it doesn't even want its members. Yeah.
I don't know much about Augusta National outside of it being having a pretty prestigious golf tournament. Is it just a golf course and a clubhouse, you know, with for dinner and all that stuff? It's not your typical country club, right? Your kids aren't
riding
hey
stables.
Honey, where are we going? Let's go to Augusta National for a nice little dip and then a grilled cheese. I don't think that's happening.
The food is reasonably priced. We've always heard that about Augusta.
Yes.
They don't gouge you for
pimento and cheese sandwiches.
Right,
like
and
big
plus,
thing.
You know, you go to the pro shop and they don't kill you for a shirt. You know, they just don't do it. We're not going to dip to that level.
That's Southern hospitality.
Yeah, they're different. It's a tournament like no other.
That's true.
So
a tradition.
A tradition.
I don't think it's golf. I don't think there's pool or card playing or
pool. Like there would be children screaming pool in the background at
right,
some point
I
during the day.
I don't see that.
There'd be an ice cream sandwich wrapper blowing across the parking lot at Augusta.
Why is that an Eskimo pie wrapper defiling the azaleas?
Right. Can you imagine getting there and there's push-up sticks all over? You know, stuff like this. Like this place is a dump.
It's relatively low for an initiation fee, $40,000. It's very exclusive, but that's
but you need
relatively
to be
low.
You need to be nominated for a membership,
yeah,
don't
what?
You? Yeah.
I think they sort through the right people, and then there's an honorarium of $40,000 and the yearly dues.
And we just hope that you are so rich and famous that you will give even a little bit more than $40,000.
Yeah. No applications. If you ask, chances are you'll never be considered.
How do I? Okay, first of all, how do I get into Augusta and then go? Hey, I'd like to be a member here. Do you have applications that I could fill out?
Oh,
then I'm,
yes,
right.
Why don't you look for one in the mail?
I just expect a couple of guys
but
to
didn't,
come
but I
and
didn't
ask
give
for
you my address.
At that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's you'll find
just
you.
Over 100 beds available to stay on the grounds.
Oh, okay.
Well, one of the things
10
is
cabins. Seven of those are in a semicircle to the left of the 10th hole.
But there are really horrible sleeping areas that are considered an honor to sleep in.
Ah, yes.
At the Masters, like above the caddy shack in the unheated or the unair conditioned. You hear these stories every year. I don't know what it is, but there's like a couple of beds above a lawnmower garage. that are considered like, ooh, you got to sleep there? That's like the highest honor a caddy could have or something like that. They have all kinds of...
The garage.
Wait, you sleep above the lawnmowers?
Well, yes. Quite an honor.
On a 72-year-old mattress, as a matter of fact, that stinks. It's got stains on it. Smells like an old dog.
The son of a prominent member told Golf.com that the vibe at Augusta has changed significantly since Chairman Fred Ridley took over.
What year do they say?
In 2017.
They let Justin Bieber in?
He says, I mean, it's still Augusta. Nobody walking around in bathing suits. But still, it's different. Like things have gone downhill.
Well, Hootie was running it before that, right?
Yeah.
For years.
But doesn't that what that, isn't that how that...
You mean Hootie as in Darius Rucker?
No, Hootie. Oh. I can't remember who it was. I'm sure
because NASCAR had like Hoopty.
I think
and
they had a
Hootie
too.
And Hootie. Yeah, no, maybe. It was different.
Was it?
Guests won't be allowed on the property until after they're a member. Oh, yeah. If you are a guest, please wait for your host to arrive.
Of course,
and then follow up.
I'll meet him in the pro shop. No, right here.
Your host will be here before you are allowed on the ground.
Well, you could probably lose your membership if you don't get there in time, right? If you don't beat your guests there, I bet they reject your membership. Mr. Nelson, would you come with us for a moment? We had a gentleman.
Yeah, I got a tee-off time in about 5 seconds.
It's okay.
You don't.
A friend of yours, a guest, Mr. Madden, arrived roughly 45 minutes before you and was... It was very disturbing.